Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Many, many consumers are trying to find ways to reduce their carbon footprint. And companies are marketing to that interest, right? In every single sector of the economy. In financial services, Mogo is one of them. It's trying to help its customers, for example, turn their spending into trees, Dave Feller is the CEO of Mogo. He joins us now from Vancouver to talk about this and something called Green Bitcoin. Hello there, Dave.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am well. I want to ask what this link is here. How does it work? It sounds like a fun little promotion idea, you know, buy a couch, build a plant, a tree, but how does it work?
Well, I mean, the genesis of the idea is really around our mission of not only financial health, but impact, right? Social impact. And, you know, at the end of the day, to build a solution for the next generation to not only get in control of their finances, but to actually build a better world is really what it's all about. And obviously social issues, you mean Gen Z, they want to change the world. They're looking to have an impact. And when you really boil it all down, money for most people is where they have the power, right? Where they have the impact. So whether it's the businesses that we support in terms of our purchasing, the companies we invest in, obviously ESG investing, as we know, is increasingly important. But an area that really has been forgotten is the importance of spending too. Because again, obviously more people spend a lot more money than they invest. So if you really want to have an impact making the world a better place, it's all about tying it into your spending. And so, you know, not only is it about being more mindful again of the companies you're choosing to support, are they doing the right things? Are they the kind of companies that are building a better world? But also addressing perhaps arguably one of the greatest social issues of our time, which is climate change. And you know, our carbon footprint comes from our spending, from our consumption. So there's a natural tie-in. So without adding in carbon reducing initiatives such as tree plantings, no individual has the ability to get to a net zero carbon footprint, which is actually what you need to do in order to solve climate change. And so our card makes it easy to do that, and it's free. So every time you use it, you plant a tree, and you know, you look at the average stats in Canada, the average Canadian uses their debit and credit card 50 times a month.
So is it by transaction or is it by
transaction? It's just by transaction. So if you used it 10 times a month, you'd plant 10 trees. The trees that we're planting in this particular case absorb 500 pounds over their lifetime. So that would be a 5,000 pound CO2 impact absorbing per month. The average Canadian carbon footprint is around 42,000 pounds. So if somebody used this for their main spending, they would offset typically, you know, 6 to 10 times the carbon footprint of the average Canadian.
Where are these trees getting planted, and are they what, oak?
Yeah, so ash? there's a bunch of different initiatives and you know that we are supporting. You know, we initially started out with a certified project in the Amazon rainforest. So it was actually specifically in the Amazon rainforest. We have now expanded that. Now we have initiatives globally. We're partnered with the Vancouver company Veritree. One of the trees that they're planting is a mangrove tree. So it also helps to support a local ecosystem in terms of creating jobs, et cetera. And we're recently partnered with a Canadian company called Flash Forest, and they are the first company to actually plant trees using drones.
Oh, I've seen the videos of this. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And targeting areas devastated by wildfires, right? Areas that people couldn't get into previous to this.
So put this into dollars and cents. You're making a link between spending and trees. I totally get it. There is a dollar value to you as Mogo to contribute to that tree.
Correct. Yeah.
So how much does that equal?
Again, the way we look at it is, you know, most consumers today for spending really are using predominantly credit cards, right? Credit cards obviously have the bulk of the spending in Canada, although debit cards are very popular. A lot of credit cards obviously have reward programs. We're really trying to come up with what is the appropriate reward program for a card. You could do cash back, you do a whole bunch of things. And increasingly, we think it's about making a bigger impact, right? And so it is essentially equivalent to, you know, if you went and did this on your own, if you went and offset your carbon footprint, it would typically cost you, you know, through a private solution, depending on your carbon footprint, anywhere from $20 to $100 a month. Right.
And so what does that equal? So you, we use the example of I use my debit card 10 times, you plant 10 right. trees. Does that right. cost Mogo 10 cents or $10?
Yeah. So I don't want to disclose what our pricing is, but what I can say is it is obviously we look at it as a form of cash back, right? So, you know, generally cash back programs can be up to one, and we used to do a program up to 2%. So instead of that, we're putting it towards this.
Okay. That's a helpful frame of reference. So, and, yeah. and when you frame it as a reward, as a consumer, I go, okay, I can get a card that earns me cash back. I can get right. a card that earns me traditional air miles. I can get a card that earns me free coffees, whatever.
Right.
Like there's lots exactly. of different ways. Okay. The other thing that is on your radar is something that you call green Bitcoin. What does that mean?
Yeah. So we're trying to basically build in the impact piece into all of our products. Bitcoin is another one that we launched where we were the first company globally to essentially offer the ability for consumers to buy climate positive Bitcoin. And that is actually going beyond offsetting the carbon footprint of Bitcoin and actually, you know, offsetting even more than the carbon footprint. Now, one of the big criticisms around Bitcoin is obviously its negative impact on the environment, but there's a lot of positive social impacts. And it really is about a belief that crypto is here to stay. Bitcoin is here to stay. We have to find, you know, more sustainable ways to enable users to participate in it. And although we are not mining the Bitcoin, so actually, and that's where typically the CO2 is produced, the estimated, just to give you a sense, the estimated carbon footprint of producing one Bitcoin is approximately 420,000 pounds. Hmm. And so Mogo, if somebody buys a Bitcoin on our platform, will effectively offset 500,000 pounds of CO2 to make that Bitcoin climate positive.
And are you offsetting it with trees again?
Yes, in this case, we are.
Okay. There is a certain degree of skepticism in the mm-hmm. marketplace around all this stuff. Some people right. would call it greenwashing. Mm-hmm. So devil's advocate, is yeah. this mission driven or is this marketing?
I mean, at the end of the day, obviously marketing is, you know, at the end of the day, I would say any great product marketing is built into it. And mm-hmm. this is obviously fundamentally about a belief that the future, from my perspective, the future of financial products will, I believe all of these will actually tie into this. This is just where things are going. This is, the connection is real, whether it's investing, whether it's spending, whether it's Bitcoin. And it's obviously something that, you know, when you're focusing on Gen Z and you think about it, I've got two kids. One just turned 19, the other one's 22. Mm-hmm. My goal was to always build a solution that I wish I had when they were their age in terms of being in control of my finances. But for them too, climate anxiety is a real issue, right? And so when you're planning on getting on a path to financial freedom and you're 20 and you're looking at a 40, 50, even 60 year time horizon, given the issues around climate change, you know, you have to say, well, you know, a lot of people is like, is there even going to be a planet here to even worry about financial freedom? So we've got to incorporate it. And we believe it's a critical component and it's absolutely mission driven. It's part of our mission.
When you go 5 years out, 10 years out, what do you see will be the manifestation of this commitment down the line? So right now it's trees, principally trees, and it's very tangible, yeah. right? I can picture mm-hmm. that drone right. landing in the earth. And there's
exactly.
What are other ways in which that this could manifest?
Again, it's about social impact. And some people, you know, they see the environment and climate change as environmental and social as separate. But the reality is, you know, climate change is arguably one of the greatest social issues we have. So if you look, for example, at the UN and their top social causes, poverty is number one. Well, the people that are hit hardest by climate change are those that are most marginalized and at risk. In fact, an estimated 5 million people a year die because of climate change related issues. So when we look out, you know, 5 years from now, I truly believe, just like it's come into investing, increasingly the younger generation wants to make sure that not only are they going to get a good return, but that it's going to support companies doing the right thing, because it's all about, are we actually building the world we all want to live in, one with more equality, social justice, as well as a healthy planet? And I think it's foundational. And I think only companies that actually help support that are going to win. By definition, you know, those companies that don't and aren't part of the solution, they're not going to have the customers.
Do you think you can limit where your debit card will work? And when there are transactions that are clearly counter to climate, the debit card just gets rejected?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait a sec. You want to buy? No, that is wasteful. The Mogo right. card does not work for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. And those are some of the things that we've looked at. I would say generally what we're trying to do is, how do you make addressing climate change really accessible for everybody versus saying, hey, you've got to stop eating meat. You can't drive a gas car. You can't travel. Obviously, traveling by plane is one of the biggest issues, right? You can't buy clothing. I mean, think about all the things that you can't do. So how do you make this something in which, even if you're out there living your normal life, if you use this card, I would argue that there's no greater impact somebody can make with the least amount of effort. So if somebody doesn't change anything, but they actually start using this card for their spending, they're going to be climate positive. They're effectively going to do more for helping save and to stop climate change. It's math. We have to get the total CO2 down to net zero. I mean, just as an example, if 25% of transactions of debit and credit cards in Canada were done in the most, Canada would be climate positive, right? Assuming no other change. But what it also does is it just naturally helps to make people more mindful. You know, they're seeing the link between the planet, they're seeing their planting trees, and it starts to, you know, more of that nudge towards more mindfulness, saying, hey, I want to make more responsible choices. But it doesn't stop you from doing things like, hey, I can't afford an electric car today. I'm filling up with gas. This is a more responsible way to do it.
Very interesting. Dave, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Dave Feller is the CEO of Mogo, and we were talking about the connection that it is making between client behavior spending and different ways in which we can all make a difference on reducing climate change.